think you're special. You do. I can see it in your eyes. I can see it when you laugh at me. Look down on me and walk around on me. Just one more fight about your leadership.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Podzilla 1985. We've come full circle. It's time to talk Extreme Rules a month after our debut show. I'm Hunter Hendricks. Your host, Shannon Young, sits across from me. And, of course, Zach Price with us as well. Shannon, take it away.
And we'd like to give a quick shout out to Louis, who could not be here.
Yes.
I lied to everybody. I said Louis was going to be here on the show, but schedules didn't work out. We'll try to have him on the show this weekend with you, Zach, and Osby Tomlin, who is someone you've never heard of. But he's a good guy. He's an indie wrestler. He's actually going up against Davey Richards.
Oh, wow.
He's going to wrestle Davey Richards at an upcoming show. Yeah.
Nice.
So that is going to be spectacular. I can't wait to talk to him. But yeah.
Jordan, if you're listening, indie wrestlers are...
I don't even know Jordan, but I hear this and everyone,
I feel like I have to throw in. Indie wrestlers, that's not a slang term for people from India. They're, they wrestle...
No, okay, that would be better if it was just Great Khali when you speak of indie wrestlers.
That sounds like how a hillbilly would have... Well, them indie wrestlers, they're the real... They're the real stars.
They're the real
How did I do a bad Southern accent? I'm from New Madrid.
I saw him wrestle a Chinaman once. It was spectacular. Has it really been a month?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Close to it anyway.
I can't believe we've actually done the show for a month. I assume we would have crashed and burned long time ago. But only with the support of our listeners. Yeah. Oh, that's man, true. It's great.
It's nice. I feel like 3 weeks, I think, technically. Wasn't WrestleMania the last... Last week in March instead of the last...
It was March 29th,
wasn't it?
No. It was 29th, yeah. March 29th. Yeah.
So not quite a month.
So we did first show March 28th.
Getting close to a month here.
But we have done in this time, I think last night we wrapped up our 19th show.
Wow.
19 shows.
Wow.
So basically we did one show almost every day.
Almost a show a day.
Yeah.
So that's pretty spectacular. Yeah. Well, you know me.
Sure.
I don't sleep.
No.
I go to work and then when I'm off...
People like me pester you to do a show.
Yeah, the drunk people constantly ask me to do shows. And it seems fitting that a month later we're here to talk about Extreme Rules because the WrestleMania show went so well that we decided to keep the shows going and keep doing more. Do you think Extreme Rules will go so well that we'll want to do another month of shows?
I think the shows will keep happening. I think Extreme Rules will have next to nothing to do with that.
It's amazing to me, and I hope you guys feel the same way. It's amazing that they got WrestleMania so wrong. Managed to squeak out a good show.
Sure.
Not great. I don't think it was great.
I disagree with you.
The booking was in question on that show. But it was such a terrible build-up, and now we're at Extreme Rules that has an even worse build-up.
Oh, man. I'm going to be up front with you, and I've been thinking about this ever since we decided we were going to do this today. I am reasonably sure I won't even watch the show, honestly.
Ouch. Live.
I mean, I will watch it after the fact if there are some matches worth going back right. and checking out. But Game of Thrones and Mad Men are on Sunday night, and I got things to do, you know?
I hear you on that. Well, I wouldn't watch the show unless I had to go somewhere to watch it.
Well, you know, we have the big party at Gaming Grounds.
And sure.
We do the big celebration, and we watch it together, and it's a lot of fun. It's more fun watching with people than it is watching alone.
Believe me, if I didn't get up at 4 in the morning on Mondays, I would be there.
I wish you would. I think we would have a lot. I mean, you would have a lot of fun there. We eat pizza. It's a good time.
We drop on the floor.
We jump around and stomp. We make fun of Jordan because he doesn't know anybody on the show.
Neither does
How much does this fellow weigh? How much does that fellow weigh?
No.
well, I'm looking over the match list and written down. It looks like there's some good matches here.
Sure,
but I think almost every one of these matches has a stipulation. I guess trying to keep in with the Extreme Rules,
right?
Except for one.
Which one?
Oh, you know which one I'm talking about.
Well, actually, two.
There's two of them.
Yeah, Nikki versus Naomi has
Wait. Well, then there's three. If you count the tag titles.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Not very extreme, is it?
No, and then the Intercontinental title match has no stipulation to the best
of my
knowledge.
Well, that was canceled.
Oh, yeah, I want to talk about that. That's a good place to start off on. Let's talk about that,
because
this might be the match that doesn't even happen.
Right.
Daniel Bryan versus Wade Barrett for the Intercontinental title.
Yeah.
We talked about this on the last show, that Bryan got pulled from the European tour,
right? Mm-hmm.
And they think, as a precautionary measure, quote-unquote, possible concussion, whatever it is,
right.
It's not likely he's going to be on the show.
See, I had not heard that it was quite that far in yet.
Yeah, it came out like yesterday.
Yikes. Yeah, he wasn't on Raw.
I skipped this one. Well, right, right.
Yeah,
well, he's not. He's not on SmackDown. I also saw about a third of Raw. So
I watched nothing because I'm trying to think of what I did with my time. Monday was this
something
week,
more
right?
productive. I'm sure
Monday was this week. Yes,
my days kind of run together.
I think there was a Monday this week.
Yeah. Well, what did I do on Monday? I played Heroes of the Storm with Jesse.
Yeah.
That was more important to me than watching Raw.
Yeah, understandably so.
Because as far as I could tell, it was one of the most infuriating Raws in recent history.
Oh, I actually...
It was the Kane variety show.
Yeah.
Because Kane was in almost every segment.
I enjoyed it, actually. I actually went to my parents' house to actually watch the entire three-hour show. I was like, Kane. But as he went on, I kind of liked it because I kind of didn't see the douche Kane. I kind of saw the badass Kane come a little bit.
Well, they
Kane.
Keep teasing it that he's going to go back to being badass, but then they keep emasculating him, and all of a sudden now he's back in the suit.
Well, and Kane himself has hardly ever been the problem. I mean, the guy is a journeyman. He's been there forever, and he will put up with pretty much anything.
He's earned his place,
see,
for
also
sure.
Katie Vick from last week's show. But Kane, again, has rarely been the actual issue when it comes to the dumb things he's been involved in. It's just something that comes down from the top, and he gets these terrible storylines. And, like you said, they've been teasing this return to form for Kane.
Right.
And that kind of leads me to this is well off and not Extreme Rules, but if we're talking about next year's WrestleMania, everyone keeps saying, oh, Sting and Undertaker, it's got to happen now that it's going to be the case. I'll be honest with you. If Undertaker's going out for good, I would kind of like to see it be Kane and Undertaker. And maybe Kane wins and be done with both of them.
Yeah,
because Kane's got to be getting close to retirement, let's be honest.
They're close to the same age. I think Undertaker's only got a couple years on Kane.
And Kane's been wrestling a more regular schedule, I mean, almost guaranteed, especially given that Undertaker has only had, a couple of matches in the past year, when just those WrestleMania matches.
Yeah, just WrestleMania matches.
That's it.
Did Undertaker actually want to lose to Kane, too, but Kane didn't want to do it? He didn't want to be the one who
broke the streak. That would make sense, because like you said, Kane...
I think that was rumored.
Of anyone that's in the WWE, except for maybe John Cena, because I hear Cena is a company guy.
Right.
Kane is the guy, man. He'll do anything you tell him. He seems like he is probably the most reliable person on that show. He's the backbone.
Yeah.
He has earned his spot. I don't care what everyone says, oh, he's stale. I don't care about Kane.
Right.
Retire.
But he's
earned his place.
Kane. And that's the thing. I think when he goes out, because they've been teasing this return to form, he's not going to go out as corporate Kane.
I hope not.
See him
that would be
in slacks and with the weird hair. You know, just shave it back, man. Throw the mask on one more time. And the
mask that comes with hair.
Yeah.
The first time he took it off,
that was one of the most confusing things, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah.
It wasn't that Kane's mask is off, because you could find his face on the internet years before that, but people going, wait a minute, that's not his hair?
Well, you know,
that was the...
Let's
talk. I
want to bring this up, because I don't know. Was that... Did he actually have long hair back in the day, or was that always hair attached to the mask?
I think it was a bit of half and half. It looked like he had, you know, some long hair under there, but they had some attached to the mask so that they could keep it thicker.
Yeah.
It's kind of like having a girl having extensions, basically, so you could have more, too.
Because he had long hair as, what was he? Who's
Isaac Yankem.
Isaac Yankem, and more so as the fake Diesel.
Right.
You know, he definitely had that lock of it. Were we talking about Brian and Barry?
Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere.
But I want them
to
go back to Kane's old music, too.
Finger 11?
Yeah, and I also, did you see the past couple weeks where he told, I forget who he told it was, he's like, but I have a, you know, if you don't stop getting in my face, I think it was Jamie Noble, he's like, if you don't stop getting in my face, I'm going to bring some cables, a battery cable.
Oh, he's going to charge up the nuts again?
Yes. Yeah. That was my favorite Kane of all time, was the Kane and Shane feud.
I liked Kane the most when he had the mask, but when he first took the mask off, and because Kane is a very threatening looking man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when he took the mask off, he had the bald head. He
had
the one eye, weird color. He looked threatening. He looked, and he's so big and so built.
Yep.
For a man his age, compared to like the, imagine him now versus The Undertaker last year.
Right.
When Undertaker looked like everybody's grandpa.
Yeah.
You know? And Kane still looks like he could go.
Yeah.
You know?
That time frame that you're talking about is when he had, like, he would wear the towel over his head. Sometimes they came out in manacles.
Yes.
And stuff. It was intense. That was serious.
I had nightmares, actually. I was a little kid.
The most fun Kane, though, and let's just throw this out there just to add to it, Kane was actually a blast. Shortly after he took the mask off, when he went back to it was before that, when he had the half mask kind of deal.
I didn't like that.
I liked it when he teamed with the Hurricane. That was fun.
Around the time they were teaming together,
that was pretty fun, but that didn't last very long, and then they went to Super Scary Kane. So he had a nice run there around like 2003 and 2004.
Yeah, that's pretty good, too.
I like the Kane. We just call this the Kane Show. Let's just talk about Kane.
We're 10 minutes in, or we're mostly about Kane.
I also wanted to point out, I really loved the Kane when he came back. When he first came back, he was no longer he was back to being the devil after being the authority. And he had that metal mask he wore over his mask.
Yeah.
It reminded
like a
me,
welder's mask.
Yeah.
Like he was like trapped.
He looked like a serial killer.
Oh, yeah.
It reminded me of, I don't know, you don't know anything about this, Zach, probably. You might. I apologize. Hunter, you probably
we'll
know about this. Vader, when he was in Japan and when he was in WCW,
yep.
He had that mask.
Yeah,
you don't
right.
think I don't know about this? I listen to Colt Cabana's podcast.
Oh, God damn.
Oh, God.
But he looked insane. He looked terrifying. Yeah. Vader was legitimately a scary man. I think Kane is the same way.
Absolutely.
How can we tie
Daniel
that back?
Daniel Bryan and Wade Barrett.
Hey, remember when Bryan and Kane were a team?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Bryan was supposed to fight Barrett at the pay-per-view.
Right.
Good job.
Now that might not happen.
Thank you. That might not happen. Daniel Bryan is probably injured again. So they'll probably strip him of the title.
That's what I was going to say. The question is, do they strip him of the title or do they wait to see if he's going to come back this time? Because last time they stripped him of the title, and technically he's still owed a rematch for that thing.
And if I'm playing Fantasy Booker this time,
yes.
What I feel like they will do is they will skip this pay-per-view with Bryan.
Right.
Maybe do some angle where he gets injured before the match.
Sure.
You know, and then next pay-per-view, they will probably do another tournament or ladder match or something to decide a new IC champion.
Why not even, here's an idea, you've already got Barrett as the number one contender. Have him come out and complain about the fact that they don't just award him the title and bring somebody else out who's not already booked at the show to say, oh, I'll tell you what, put that on the line. You and I face each other right now. Whoever wins gets a shot at that title whenever Bryan comes back. It could be Neville. It could be Stardust.
Does
mean,
Neville
Grant, it's not going
to
be, but...
I said, does Neville get to talk?
Sure, why not?
Has he cut a promo
what
yet?
About Bray Wyatt?
So. Bray, heel versus heel is the only problem.
Is anybody else here? Is anybody else here not done with Bray Wyatt yet?
I'm not done with Bray Wyatt.
I'm over him.
I'm over Daniel Bryan.
Every promo... you could almost do kind of the Bray Wyatt Mad Libs promo at this point. I'm mad at person. You should fear me because reasons... I'm Bray Wyatt.
To think when they're writing Bray Wyatt's promos, they just have a giant board
right.
with some darts, and they just throw, today I'm the face of, you know, and just see what sticks.
It just doesn't seem to target. I said that about, I'm mad at, but that's not really the case, and that's the problem. He doesn't seem to target anybody. He targeted The Undertaker for 2 months. That didn't work out so well.
Yeah.
And now he's just there. He's just kind of a guy.
He's spouting off. And this is the problem I've had with Bray Wyatt since the beginning, is that he cuts these promos that everyone says, they're really good. They're really good in the sense that he just says random things.
Right.
And yeah, it's good. He delivers it well.
Sure.
But the promos themselves are terrible.
Exactly.
They make no sense.
Yeah.
You know,
It's disappointing. It's disappointing because the guy really does have great delivery. He's
yeah,
a good mm-hmm. actor.
He's a great
he's
talent.
Pretty darn good in the ring, yeah. But there's just nothing going on there.
When he first came in with the Wyatt family, and, you know, they had Luke Harper and...
Rowan.
Redbeard.
Yeah.
Rowan. Yeah. They were such a good team. And when that first Raw that came on, and, you know, they did the We're Here thing, the crowd went nuts. Even though they were an NXT group, the crowd went nuts because they knew it was. They were so excited for him. And they have pissed that away. So well,
there's just been nothing happening, man.
If anything WWE does well, it's ruining a good thing.
Bray Wyatt is a directionless cannon. I mean, he just fires
just like
off
this show.
Anyway, that's us.
But I don't see Bray Wyatt answering the challenge. Back to what we were talking about.
No. Neville maybe.
Neville, I think, would be a great choice because here's your guy. You have who was NXT champion,
right?
Who they built up great,
sure.
And then he goes to WWE. He wins one match, and now they've what has he lost 3 in a row now?
I think so.
And
it has
again,
nothing to do with the pay-per-view either.
Has nothing to do with the pay-per-view.
No spot on there.
Like, why would you? I know what they're thinking. Vince McMahon has this theory that you bring a guy up, you bury him, and then let him come back up.
Right.
You know? He's
by
done that with everybody.
Bootstraps.
Yeah. He's done that with everybody. Everyone that has come up hot, he will demolish their heat and then rebuild them. And I don't know why. Why would you not strike while the iron's hot? Part of the reason WCW did so well during the NWO days is because when Scott Hall and Kevin Nash came over, they didn't reintroduce them as new characters. They didn't pretend the audience was stupid.
In fact, they stripped away the existing character and let's let them be themselves.
Be themselves and put them over as a major threat.
Right, yeah.
If Neville would come on and you would say, here's an NXT champion, he's going to fight for all this stuff, he would be a superstar immediately.
Sure.
But no, they've made him lose. And I think if he comes out on Extreme Rules and challenges for the title, that would be a great idea.
That'd be a blast.
That would be the best way to fix him.
Yeah. To be fair, they did that with Paige, and it worked out pretty well at first, but we see where that's landed at this point, too.
Well, that's Divas.
It's a Divas division.
You see what
it's
they did with the Divas.
Sure.
And you know what? Let's
jump into that one.
Let's jump into the Divas match. I don't think this is going to be the opening match, because they're going to put the Divas. I actually, in the list we had, I had Seth Rollins in the main event, obviously.
Right.
Probably Cena and Rusev before that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But you'll have to put this match in between.
Nikki and Naomi, will be either between that matches or right before those two main events.
Sure.
This is probably, other than that damn tag match with New Day, and I really want to talk about that one, Nikki versus Naomi, who cares?
I'm confused. Yeah. What was the whole point of doing the number one contender battle royal and letting Paige win? I don't understand that part.
Yeah. If you're watching the show and that's all really you know. Is she really? No, that's the thing. If you're watching the show and all you know is of the show, it makes sense. Paige won. She got injured. Naomi is the one who took her out, lobbied
it's
for
a good story.
Got it.
Yeah.
Sure. For the story, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But in reality, we all know that Paige is off filming a WWE movie for
with
The Miz, right? Which is why he's getting ready to take off for a little bit as well.
And if I can interject for just a second,
sure.
One of the things that made me angriest about Raw, and I texted you that night and I said, I don't know if I can wait to do this show because I'm so pissed off right now. The fact that, all right, go back to WrestleMania, Miz and Mizdow. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mizdow throws Miz out. He turns.
Huge pop.
Should have been a great feel-good story.
Right.
Big Show won. All right, strike one.
Right.
The next night. Was it the next night or was it on SmackDown?
SmackDown.
Was it SmackDown where they had Miz and Mizdow?
Yes.
Mizdow lost.
Right.
Strike two. Then they did a little bit of rebuilding for him, right?
Right.
Miz is going off to film a movie. He won't be there.
Uh-huh.
They have a match on Monday for the rights to use the term Miz. Sandow's got to win this, right?
Right.
No, he lost.
He loses.
Thanks,
and he loses the girl, and he loses the match, and anything else he had going for him.
And now Miz is going to disappear after the victory.
Right.
He's booked to film this movie. Why? What sense does that make?
You know, now it makes me even more mad thinking if you go with that, what I'd thrown out there about Barrett showing up at the pay-per-view with no opponent, replace Neville with a newly recharged The New Miz.
Yeah.
Damian Sandow as The New Miz.
Huge pop.
Somewhere, it would have been huge.
Yeah, it would have been huge.
Massive.
Why can they not comprehend what it means to book a good story?
They just get lost somewhere along the way. That's the killer part. And I could understand it if Vince Russo was back there penning storylines because that's his whole raison d'etre. That's his whole thing. That's how he works.
Yeah.
But, you know, Russo's not there anymore. What's your excuse now? That you don't have, it's like you're starting storylines without a finish. You have no idea where you're going, or at least a loose idea of where you want to go with this stuff.
Yeah. Because I refuse to believe that when they thought up Damian Sandow and Miz together, because I'm pretty sure that was just thrown together last minute.
Right.
It's a comedy thing that took off.
Sure.
Fans loved it, right?
Sure.
Was their original plot at the end of that was, we'll just constantly fuck Damian Sandow?
We'll just beat him into the ground?
Yeah. Screw over any possibility we had of building up a popular guy.
So, bad storyline there. And that, unfortunately, maybe fortunately, won't be playing out on the pay-per-view at all. We won't have to see any more.
No,
it looks like Miz is taking time off. That's the other little kick in the ass on the way out the door. Yeah, you're not going to get any retribution. Sorry, because I got to go off and do some stuff and take a break since I just came back from filming a movie. So enjoy the mid card.
You know? if you get there,
if you get that far,
I hope you like having matches
with
Rusev.
Have you met Zack Ryder?
He was so, raw.
Shut up! Don't talk to me about that.
I messaged you, but as soon as I saw it,
I think literally five people messaged me and said, "Are you watching Raw?" And I was like, "No." They're like, "Don't turn it on." And I immediately texted him back and said, "Zack Ryder's losing, isn't he? Like he's against Sheamus."
All I did was text you. I said, "Hey."
Did you text him or did you text him?
I said,
got a little NSFW on the,
well, he is
on
my
the podcast
Rose.
Today.
I said, Riders on Raw. And then like 5 minutes later, I said, buried.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, going back to Miz and then back to Naomi and Nikki.
Yes.
At least when Paige left to go film the same movie that Miz is filming.
Right.
They had her get injured. They gave her a reason to leave.
Sure. True.
And for Naomi to take that spot. Miz, one, is going to leave now.
Right.
And Barry Sandow.
Yeah.
At least they're giving Naomi a chance with this.
Sure.
And I think they should because we've said it on the show many, many times. Naomi is a top-tier talent, in my opinion, when it comes
absolutely.
To the Divas division.
Sure.
She's great.
Yeah.
She's got the look. She's very attractive. She's very athletic. She's got the skills. She should be top-tier. The fact that she's black probably goes against her. I hate to say that. But
honestly, you're probably right.
In the WWE, if you're not white, you ain't right.
Triple
look at Kerwin White.
They had a whole character about it.
Well, I guess Nikki's not white, but she's close enough.
Yeah.
But you know Naomi's not going to win this.
No.
That's my prediction right now. For a match that no one really cares. Oh, and the fact that they switched him, and now Nikki is playing the good guy.
Right, out of nowhere. That bothers me more than almost anything, I think. Is that these, and this is not the only match where it happened. You alluded to it. We're going to talk about it when it comes to the tag titles.
Right.
But we've had a paradigm shift in characters that have been, the Bellas have been heels since what, SummerSlam? I mean, consecutively, or just consistently.
Or at least Nikki, at least.
Right, right. For quite some time now, and for no apparent reason, suddenly they're faces. I don't think WWE understands it's okay to run a heel versus heel match. I shot that down earlier, Zach, when you said that about Bray Wyatt coming out against Barrett. That would actually be great. It would be fun to watch if they let it be organic.
Yeah, because Wyatt would get cheered.
Sure, yeah. But WWE can't make that make sense. They can't have that just be, okay, it's two heels going against each other. We can't do that. How does that? It's like two magnets. You can't push them against each other.
Yeah.
So
you can't get logic for $9.99 a month.
Exactly. So it gets shot right out the window. But it would have been fine had it just been the case that Naomi takes out Paige, gets the shot. Have the Bellas complain about it. Have them both heal it up and then let the audience decide who they want to get behind here.
Right.
Because the Bellas could have said, there's no reason she should get this match. She's not there. Naomi could have said, yeah, I'll do the same to you. You know, there's got to be some reasoning there. Just let them be who they are.
Yeah.
But even in that, Naomi didn't really have to turn. There was no reason Naomi had to turn. None.
I guess at least they had a turn.
Right. At least something happened.
Where you knew she was the bad guy now.
You give them the gold star that says you tried. Yeah. On it, you know?
But Nikki, on the other hand, like, who did she fight at the pay-per-view in the last one? Oh, it was the tag match at WrestleMania.
Match. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and you know what fucked him up is AJ.
Sure.
The fact that AJ left, that's what screwed over the Divas division.
Yep, because she was the plan.
She was the plan.
The plan was AJ. Yeah. Just put her in and let it make sense.
And I guess they feel now that they don't have AJ, the next best face is Nikki?
I guess.
I love Nikki Bella. She's a very attractive woman. But, I mean, Natalie on the roster still.
Right.
You've got...
Oh, she's not doing anything. And Natalia might as well just be a valet at this point.
I think she is a valet at this point.
Yeah. I mean, she wrestles occasionally, but you're not going to see her in too much of the way of any...
That's a shame, you know?
Yep. I mean, overall, do I see Naomi winning? Probably not. She could. The only way that I see that going down is if Paige's filming time is only going to take about a month. Because they could give that belt to Naomi, have her beat a couple of people to get over, Paige comes back, and now you've got a fresh feud.
Yeah.
But what do you do with the Bellas? You're not going to take them off of TV. Vince McMahon is not going to let them. They are the new John Cena of the Divas division.
They are, but do you think, we talked about this at WrestleMania, I think, do you think this is starting to lead into their exit?
See, I thought it was at that time, but everything that I had heard, and granted, I mean, we're all just pulling from what we find on the internet, but everything that I had heard at that time was that the Bellas, if they were leaving, was going to be right after WrestleMania. And that was part of the reason they were going down at WrestleMania. So now that they haven't, it's a month later, we're not hearing anything. I haven't seen a news report on them leaving.
I haven't either,
recently.
No. Other than I did see on 411 Mania, they said they wanted to do a spinoff of Total Divas.
I saw that too.
Right. That follows the Bellas specifically.
Right. But then they're not going to go anywhere. They got to promote this thing. How are they going to promote it? With their live TV.
Making them champion on Raw, of course.
So at this point, I don't know. It's tough to say who's going to win if I have to make a solid prediction. Honestly, I think the longer I talk about it, the more I'm thinking, yeah, Naomi might win. She might win the title. They might build it up to Paige coming back, and the Bellas might just be her little inner feud in the meantime, and then they'll find something else for them to do. Maybe they'll go off to film some new stuff for a while.
I know a couple movies I'd like for Nikki to film.
we know a couple type of movies you'd like for Nikki to film.
Yeah. I'm going to throw, you say Naomi, I'm going to throw it out there. I also, you know, you've convinced me. I think Naomi's going to win this. I think she's going to get,
if you get known for this, Shannon, you give me a big head now.
Well, I mean, he predicted Rollins.
Yeah.
So I got to give it to you. I predicted Big Show, of course, but, listen to the show. It's there. But yeah, I think if they give Naomi the title, let her do a heel run. She'll do a good job.
Yeah.
Zach, what do you think?
I've been sticking with Naomi since. I've been a Naomi fan a long time, so that's who I'm going to go with. That's who I'm still sticking with.
She's so hot. They're both so hot. I might need some alone time here, guys. Let's go.
We're in a soundproof room.
Unfortunately, it's not visual proof, though. I'm pretty sure they can see me in
there. Giant window there right behind you.
And, you know, I'll record it. I'll put it on the air. let's go into the next match featuring
Today's Black. Song of the day is going to get weird.
Are you going to go into the pre-show now?
Yeah, we're going to go into the other match featuring the Black talent that's probably going to get buried. Kid Cesaro versus New Day.
Yeah. Kid and Cesaro, by the way, who are also now faces. And did you read why?
No.
Because they got a great reaction on the international tour. Gee, I can't imagine why the Swiss guy got a great reaction in Europe. You don't see them turning Bad News Barrett face. And he was getting crazy pops over there because they're like a foot away from
weren't
his
hometown.
Weren't
they saying like, thank you, Barrett? And he's like, thank you, but I haven't done anything
right,
yet.
Right, I didn't do anything. Yeah, give me a minute.
Yeah, this reminds me of, and I'm sorry to jump off topic again, but when they went to Japan years ago,
God damn it.
And Tajiri came out, and they were like, oh, they were cheering like crazy. And then Kenzo Suzuki came out, and he still couldn't get cheered in Japan.
Kenzo Suzuki was the Japanese X-Pac, man. That's all he ever had.
Do we need to explain who Tajiri is to Jordan?
And Kenzo Suzuki. Hell, maybe even X-Pac. I don't know.
You probably have to explain to 99% of the people hearing this who Kenzo Suzuki is. Was he in for like 6 months, and then he was just gone?
The thing I remember most about him is that he was supposed to come in originally with the gimmick of like the Emperor of Japan or something. He was a Hirohito or something like that.
Yeah, like reborn.
And then they realized what a stupid idea
that
was.
That's a horrible plan.
And his wife was really hot, but they dressed her up as a geisha, so she looked like a geisha. I mean, she was so attractive.
And they had just come off of a geisha deal with Tori Wilson and Tajiri, not too long before that, several years before they had done the same type of thing. It was very strange. It seems like maybe Vince had like a temporary fetish there for just a little bit. He was real interested.
I just don't think they know how to book foreigners or minorities. It's impossible to them. Speaking of the New Day,
they're all
foreigners versus minorities in this one. And who does Vince McMahon
Kids
hate
from
less?
Canada, so you know he hates him too.
Yeah, he hates everybody. I'm pretty sure.
We had a problem on the last show. Remember when Asa didn't know what the chant for New Day was? It was a clap, clap, clap.
Yeah.
Is it a New Day? Is that what it's supposed to be? That's what I'm thinking it's supposed to be.
Well, not anymore.
Well, it's New Day sucks when you hear it in the show.
But we were like, why would they do it like that? And Ace's like, what's a chant supposed to be anyway?
Right.
And so I've been racking my brain about this. The only thing I think of is that they put New Day.
I don't know that I've ever heard I don't know that I've ever heard them chant anything specifically. They do that. They're like pounding on the mat when they do that.
Are clapping,
but I don't know that they're saying anything. I think the audience had just kind of took that, just like they did John Cena's theme song.
And Kurt Angle.
You know,
years
ago.
Yeah. I personally love New Day.
A terrible gimmick. Yes.
But it won't be a terrible gimmick if they turn him heel the right way.
Right.
Then it will just be like Rocky. When you go back and look at The Rock when he was, blue chipper smiling.
Rocky Maivia.
Yeah. The crowd's chanting, die, Rocky, die.
Yeah.
And everyone thought, why is he cutting these awful promos? Why are they treating him like this? And then all of a sudden, he blew it apart. And he became The Rock.
Exactly.
If they do the same thing with New Day, which they won't, it will all be worth it. But just look at Raw. New Day finally turned, more or less.
Right.
And what happened? Immediately after, Randy Orton put them both down.
Yep.
Buried him.
Yep.
And he made a
Big E wouldn't even come in. Yeah, he wouldn't even try it.
Big E, the guy that they were positioning as one of the strongest, most dangerous men in wrestling,
he was the next Mark Henry. He was the next guy to come in and take that role as the strongest man in the company.
And when they do that to these guys, when they make them look so weak, why should we as the fans care? Now all of a sudden, it's New Day versus Kid and Cesaro.
Right.
Kid and Cesaro have been booked fairly well since they won
as heels. The other thing. What are you going to run with these guys' faces? Okay, for the past couple of weeks, we've built up the Lucha Dragons. Coming in from NXT, they're former NXT Tag Team Champions. They're getting wins over guys left and right. They're getting wins over the Tag. I think they beat Kid and Cesaro somewhere,
didn't they? I'm pretty sure they beat Kid and Cesaro.
So there's the obvious buildup. This reminds me a lot of around the time of, was it WrestleMania 2000 or 2000, somewhere in that time frame, when you remember when Billy Gunn and Road Dogg were the hardcore champion and like the European champion or something.
And they swapped.
And then they swapped the titles for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
This is what it makes me think of. These two teams have just been swapped out, and now suddenly one team's got to change alignments and show a totally different side to the audience.
Just so the other one can turn, because the gimmick was so poorly written.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they have terrible writers. The WWE, I would like Vince Russo to come back at this point.
You're telling me.
At the very least, he can start a storyline.
The guy can
begin it.
And it will at least be interesting. It may be stupid, but at least you'll go, well, at least I'm interested in this. I'm not interested in New Day versus Kid Cesaro.
Paul Heyman's not on TV right now, and Paul Heyman can end an angle like nobody's business. So bring in Russo, and if you can get those two to work together, Russo starts them, Heyman ends them. You're done.
I don't think you will ever get those two to work together. That's like asking Jim Cornette to work with Vince Russo.
Yeah, you'd have to put them in separate rooms and just tell them, hey, just do this. We've got some other guys that will finish it, and go to Paul and be like, Paul, we got this angle from a guy. We really need an ending.
Have one never know about the other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. There, we fixed it.
Someone needs to fix it.
Someone's
got to
do something.
Cesaro has been buried, or not buried, but at least booked very poorly ever since he won the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Directionless.
He is just crazy.
Like Bray Wyatt.
Did they put him with Heyman after the Battle Royal, I think?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. And that was a terrible angle.
Sure.
That was a mistake. Paul Heyman can make gold out of
coal.
Whatever.
Okay. Shit.
Shit's fine. We'll go with shit.
That was a directionless metaphor.
But even he couldn't. Here's what I don't understand.
Okay.
Paul Heyman couldn't keep Cesaro over when Cesaro was already over.
Right.
And the WWE said, stop doing the swing. Stop playing to the crowd.
Right.
Be a heel now.
Yeah.
But they're cheering me. Well, that's not what we want them to do.
Yeah.
They'll change.
The thing about it
And then you know what he got for that was apathy.
It was never really Heyman's job. I mean, we would love to just say it was Heyman's job to get him over. He was one who should have done something about that. Heyman was barely with him. I remember him coming out with Cesaro, three times, maybe?
Called him the King of Swing.
Yeah. He did that. He was, you know.
Am I the only one that every time I heard King of Swing, I just thought of Donkey Kong?
Well, yeah, of course.
I thought of Babe Ruth.
Okay. Donkey Kong was a character. Never mind.
It is a character.
But Cesaro is the only one that benefited from all of this.
Right.
Or not Cesaro, Tyson Kidd.
Tyson Kidd.
Because
right.
Kidd was on NXT putting on good matches, but every time he went up to the WWE, he would get,
shunted back down.
Yeah. So finally he's doing something good.
Right.
So I think in this particular match, Kidd Cesaro retain, because there's no way they're going to... why should I... Even if New Day won, why would I care? They just got punked by Orton on Raw.
Exactly.
My God, stop making people look bad.
Although, let's remember that... was it not the Raw after WrestleMania? When was this? Not too long ago that Orton beat both of them by himself.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
Yeah, that was last week.
That was last week,
it wasn't too long ago.
So here you have a team that got beaten by Orton by himself versus a team that got beat up by Orton by himself.
So the good news for Randy Orton is that if he loses the title match, which he will, but we'll get to that later,
right.
He could be the tag team champions alone from the sound of things.
He could beat all four of them in a match together. Do a three-way match with Randy Orton winning the title.
Sure.
Why not?
All right. The tag team champions.
This is just depressing me. Let's move on to the next match. This was for you, Zach. You have been all over this one like a rabid hound. Dolph Ziggler versus Sheamus in a Kiss My Arse match. Now, before you jump on this, I know you want this. Hunter, I think you remember this match. If not, this is not the first Kiss My Arse match they've had. Now, they've had Kiss My Ass matches, but they have actually had one Kiss My Arse match before, and it was Rikishi versus... It was during one of their European tours. It was on their European pay-per-view.
Was it Piper, maybe?
No, it was... Rikishi versus, I think it was maybe Rikishi versus Road Dogg. We're going to look this up. Zach, here, I'll look it up while you talk about it, actually.
Okay.
This is not the first match they've had.
Billy Gunn and The Rock had a Kiss My Ass match years ago.
Yeah.
And Jerry Lawler had a Kiss My Foot match with
Bret Hart. Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is...
So there's precedence here. For
and the Michael Cole one.
What a terrible precedence.
Okay, can I go on a bitch fit now?
You go ahead and do that while I'm looking this up.
Okay. So last week, we all know we did the most embarrassing moments. And my number five was the Vince McMahon Kiss My Ass Club.
Yes.
I don't like anything that has to do with seeing, a...
Men's asses.
Men's asses where a dude has to kiss it. I don't understand. I understand it's embarrassing. I get it.
Sure.
But you bring in Sheamus, who comes back as this badass heel.
Right.
People think his gimmick looks stupid. I think he looks badass.
I think he looks badass.
His music is badass. He looks vicious.
Yeah.
And you come out there, you make him like a bitch by making him say, "I want you to kiss my ass instead." Like, I don't understand where the badass gimmick goes.
And he's been playing this whole big... His angle lately has been, everyone is shorter than me, so this is my new... is that really...
I kind of understand really where they go with the
Isn't
bully
that
thing.
Bullying? What happened to be a star?
That's actually what Dolph Ziggler said. He's like, "I'm calling out the bully. Stand up to a bully."
I get the idea behind it, but I'm with you on that. The outcome doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
No, it pisses me off.
What does Sheamus get out of this? Honestly, Sheamus probably should have done, or they should have had him do, exactly what he did the first time that he showed up. He was in ECW. He bowled over everyone.
Yeah.
Went to Teddy Long, who was the general manager at that time of ECW, and said, "I don't want this. I don't want to be here. Put me on Raw because I want the title." Shows up on Raw, beats John Cena, which was still at the time, still impressive. But it was in a tables match. Granted, it kind of was just I pushed him through the table. I win. But
when you're going against John Cena, that's about the best you can hope for. Yeah.
If it works, it works, and you run with it. And honestly, I know that they like, to have the accent out there and have him be intense, but I would have almost preferred Sheamus to be almost silent.
Yes.
For weeks.
Mm-hmm. Like
just
they should
come
have done
in,
with Roman
do the
Reigns.
Job, get back out. Yeah, well, exactly what they should have done with Roman Reigns, just, with the big Irish guy. I know you found this match real quick. I got to throw this in because you and I were talking about this earlier today. It's funny that you brought up, Zach, the Kiss My Ass Club, because earlier today I was skimming an episode of Raw from 1998, November 16th. It was the night after Survivor Series. Survivor Series that year was when The Rock had turned heel, joined the corporation.
Yeah.
It was his first WWF championship. Big deal. At the time, it was huge. And at the beginning of the show, there's a big, long promo from the corporation, from Vince and Shane, and the boss man's out there with them, and The Rock. And Vince and Rock both specifically are talking a lot about people kissing the boss's ass. Vince saying, "You people are mad at The Rock saying he kissed my ass. You should be kissing your boss's asses a little more to get to where I am and where he is." And at one point in time, Vince actually says, "I wonder what it'd be like to kiss Mr. McMahon's ass."
But Rock said that.
No. Vince Rock, says this.
Vince said that
Vince
he,
McMahon says,
oh, see,
I wonder
I
what it would be like
Rock
to kiss
that.
Vince McMahon's ass. No, he predicted his own club like 3 years prior to them ever even attempting it, as I recall, or two or three.
I want to point out something
he's had in mind for a while.
It was at Rebellion, and it was Rikishi versus Albert.
So it was a UK paper.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Now that I've looked that up, let me unleash a little venom of my own. So.
Are you going to disagree with me here or agree with me?
Well, what's your spot? What's your angle here, boy?
Like on who's going to win? Or,
yeah,
I don't. We know Sheamus is going to win. They're not going to make.
Okay, so let me go off on this throw then real quick. Dolph Ziggler. If anybody has ever been shit on more consistently, I think it's Dolph Ziggler.
And it's going to be literally this time.
What does Dolph Ziggler get from this? Remember, at Survivor Series, Dolph Ziggler was the hero of the WWE.
Right.
He won. He put the Authority down.
Right.
Happy ending.
Yep.
Dolph Ziggler, hero again. Oh, they're finally pushing him. Yeah, they pushed him. They pushed him right back down with Zack Ryder, where I think on Raw, he came out to save Zack Ryder.
Yes.
Yep.
How, yes, he did. How, you know, what do you want to, I don't know what you want to call it, but.
Ironic?
Well, not really ironic, but it's just the fact that he came out to save Zack Ryder when he will soon be in that same position, because you know Ziggler's going to lose this match.
Right.
Ziggler will not go over Sheamus.
No.
Ziggler was world champion at one point, briefly, but he was world champion. He has been the guy that more wrestling fans have wanted to get pushed to the moon than anyone else. So what do they do? Once again, here we go. Let's bury Ziggler again. It's this time, let's have him literally kiss someone's ass.
There's a weird career trajectory that you can match up Dolph Ziggler with Mick Foley, in a way. Mankind was that guy that everybody went over, and Foley, because he was who he was and just had that X factor, he was almost bulletproof. Foley could lose to anybody, and this was not just later in his career, but people forget earlier in his career. He could do that, too. He put over Rocky, he put over Austin.
Right.
And came back from it every time, almost none worse for the wear. He could dump right into a title match and nobody would be surprised.
Right.
And they ultimately capitalized on that in the infamous Tony Schiavone, that'll put butts in the seats move. When Foley won, as Mankind won the WWE title for the first time, people massively switched over from WCW to watch Raw. Yeah.
Yeah.
He had DX out there carrying him around. They were excited for him. Everybody was excited for him. And it was a huge moment, probably, and I think he's even said at one point in time, Foley's favorite moment in his career of any.
It was one of the best feel-good moments in wrestling, yeah.
Ziggler, granted, is not the sort of, you know, sad sack, have a nice day type of guy.
Yeah.
But he follows a similar trajectory, again, like I said earlier, in that he can, he kind of is sort of bulletproof in the way that he can lose to a lot of guys and help put guys over because he sells so well. It translates from the ring to outside of the ring, what people perceive as to his opponents and him.
Right.
The problem is, I don't think Ziggler is as bulletproof as, and that's no knock on him, but Foley just had that X factor and still does.
Yeah.
He's that guy that even after he gets the crap kicked out of him, can come back and people go, there's Mick Foley, he's back. He's a serious contender, but we like to watch him and have fun at the same time.
Is it?
Okay. Ziggler's not that. He's not that person, and I'm afraid that
I agree, yeah. And I
too many times.
Look at Zack Ryder. Talking about Zack Ryder, he's not at the level of Dolph Ziggler or Mick Foley for sure.
Sure.
But here's a guy who consistently cheered, you know, huge pops from the crowd, you know, quote unquote. And what they do, they kept having him lose. Well, you said at WrestleMania, he came out there, he did the woo woo woo. People were still chanting it.
That's right.
But at what point, look at what happened to Ryder. No one will take him seriously now.
Nope.
And at what point does Ziggler get to that point where he goes, all right, I've lost so many times, even if I'm still getting cheered, no one's going to buy that I'm going to win this.
Right.
He is going to be a tainted talent. No one's going to want to touch him after that.
It's one of the things they got right with Mick Foley in that, granted, it wasn't super early in his career. He won the title for the first time in 97, 98, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And he won a couple times afterward. Foley's a three-time champion, as I recall.
Never treated with the respect that Triple H has been treated.
Sure, but he had that crazy feud with The Rock, and he's got this a bit of credibility to fall back on. Now, that's an accolade. You know, now, from then on, and that was a way that WWF, I felt like, whether they did it intentionally or not, capitalized on his ability to keep people coming back over. Now, when he was just getting toward the end of, man, this guy gets beat all the time, he's a three-time champion. Now you can say, Mick Foley's a three-time champion. You're going to beat a guy. You got to go over him. That's big. That's why it worked on Randy Orton.
Right.
That's why it worked for Edge. And, you know, nobody gets into the business to be that guy. Nobody wants to be the guy who gets beaten constantly to put people over. But Ziggler's done an admirable job of it. Like you said, he is a former world champion. But how many people, I will be honest with you, that when I remember that, I have to actively stop and go, wait, but when did it happen? And how long was it?
I can't remember how long. It was when he got injured.
And then it was just like the title.
Yeah, it was just like Brian. They took the title. Off him.
The title winning moment was huge. You're talking about when he cashed in.
I know
when
he lost. I was at the pay-per-view where he got. Wasn't that pay-per-view where Alberto Del Rio kicked him in the head like 20 times?
It was brutal.
No, that was. I was at the pay-per-view where it was Jack Swagger kicked in the head like 20 times.
Yeah, that was pretty rough too.
But yeah, he won the title on Raw. Crowd goes nuts.
Greatest moment ever.
And then. Nothing. And who was with him at the time?
Up.
I believe it was Big
AJ
E.
And AJ.
Big E, the strongest man in the WWE had cowered down to Randy Orton.
That's right.
Point out, because I think actually I might change my opinion here on this.
Oh.
And go out on a limit.
You think Ziggler's going to win?
Because
no.
Since Dolph Ziggler called him a bully, And WWE is all about that anti-bully campaign.
No,
no, no.
I'm going out on limit here. I'm going out on limit. I'm going to say Ziggler's going to win.
If Ziggler wins this match, I will eat my hat.
Can you eat this hat?
I'll eat your St. Louis Cardinals hat. But I think Hunter, you and I are both agreeing on Sheamus.
No way, Sheamus is back, brand new, and this is
it's infuriating, but sure. He'll win.
Now I will say this: I don't necessarily know that the win condition is going to be fulfilled. I don't know that Ziggler's for sure going to kiss his ass. They might find a way of getting around that, but I don't think that
I think Ziggler wins. If they do, they'll probably knock him out. And
yeah,
something. Knowing it's the WWE, not only will he kiss Sheamus's ass, he'll also kiss Vince's ass, Michael Cole's ass.
Both have a
kiss
line of people.
Have a line ass. Of people to kiss the your ass. Yeah,
happy all Hanukkah.
Right. Well, that match is also all these matches so far are going to make me angry, and I know when I watch them, I'm going to be angry watching it. Ambrose versus Harper.
Eh.
I didn't even know this was happening, man. Yeah, until I thought it was going to be Bray Wyatt on Monday.
Talk about two more guys that were red hot and just cooled them off.
The battle for the beater. Whoever Bray wins Wyatt, is Ambrose, the only one who Harper. Can wear that gray tank top from now on.
Fighting for the gray tank top.
There's got to be something up for grabs here, man.
I think they should bring back the hardcore title for the people that have in the division now.
And I think this is actually the first match we've talked about that has an extreme stipulation. It's a Chicago street fight.
Right.
What's the difference?
But neither of them are from Chicago.
But they're in Chicago.
But they're in Chicago. Well, what's the difference between a street fight,
in cape, and the one in Chicago?
Well, no, what was it? It was a street fight.
No DQ, no holds barred.
Yeah.
And there are differences. That's the disappointing thing. WWE will never tell you what they are. I'm not convinced anybody there could tell
Jerry
you what
Lawler once said, as they're reading off, they're like, maybe we should tell everybody what the differences between them are. And then pauses and goes, but not right now. Hey, man, Vince is in his ear going, no, damn it.
Yeah.
No.
If you actually Wikipedia, my friend, actually, because I think we put that on a status.
We argued
Facebook,
that, yeah.
And our friend Tony, I don't know if you're friends with Tony Walden.
I'm friends with Tony Walden,
He actually put a wiki link on there. And
showing
said,
the difference?
Yeah, so then I was like, God damn it, Tony, why you gotta be fucking right?
Well, I mean, a street fight, is the idea being that it's supposed to be inherently different from the others in that a no DQ match, no holds bar, whatever, they all kind of follow the same idea. Extreme rules, the only difference is you can pin outside the ring, which is a falls count anywheres match. Yeah. But anywheres, where the hell am I from? But a street fight, the idea is supposed to be you're not really, I don't even know why they start in the ring, because you show up in street clothes, you can do whatever you want.
Which is great, because that's what they wrestle in anyway.
Right, exactly.
This match is designed for them, yeah.
It's really, you made the match for the guys as opposed to getting the guys to fit the match in this case.
So I read online, someone was like, what I don't understand about this match is there has to be a winner.
Right.
But somehow, how will the WWE find a way to
for
make
Ambrose
them both look
lose.
Bad? Yeah. So someone said, Ambrose grabs one electronic, Harper grabs another, they swing at each other and blow them up and knock each other out. Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
Because Ambrose he's been booked as like Wile E. Coyote at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Because every plan he has literally blows up in his face.
I'm convinced at this point that they only do it because he has such great reactions to that stuff.
Well,
his facial reactions are so good.
He's the titty master, isn't he?
Wait, what?
Have you never heard that story?
No!
Isn't it when he was an independent wrestler?
I think he said he doesn't even know how this started. But they say that he had like titty master like written on his tape one day or something. And they've called him the Titty Master since then. And I don't. And
the more you say it, the less serious I can take this. It's great.
Like, if you look it up, I think when he was in any wrestling, they had all kinds of signs. They used to chant it.
Yeah, just look up Titty Master.
And you know?
Well,
it.
Don't look
that
up here, though.
Like a
yeah.
good idea. Yeah, right here at work. I think I'll just Google. Oh, man. Wow.
But yeah, they've made him look so stupid since the Shield broke up. And he was main eventing pay-per-views.
Yeah.
And now he's fighting Luke Harper.
Was the guy. People forget this. When it comes to the Shield, Zach's lost it. He's found it.
Dean Titty Master Ambrose.
Oh, that's a Facebook page.
That's great. But yeah, people seem to forget that when the Shield was a thing, Ambrose was the guy who was pegged as kind of the leader. Yeah, they didn't have a leader, and they made a point to say that. But when it came to singles competition, it was almost always Ambrose.
Yeah.
Ambrose was the U.S. champion. Rollins and Reigns were the tag champs.
Yeah.
That made for a much better turn when it happened, and it was Rollins and it wasn't Ambrose, because
everybody knew Ambrose was,
right,
because
they was the guy.
Well, they had how many angles where Ambrose and Reigns would start arguing.
We're so close
and
to
Seth
each
Rollins.
Other.
And that actually did make it a better turn. I
sure,
agree 100%.
Sure, absolutely. That was great. But Ambrose has just been, he got lost in the shuffle, man. I mean, here's Reigns main eventing the pay-per-view, even if he didn't win. Here's Rollins coming out and becoming the next WWE champion.
Here's Ambrose fighting Luke Harper for some reason again.
Sure.
And part of that, I think, is because they went too far with this character.
Yep.
They had the Ambrose character being the psychopath.
Right.
He can do anything. He's stone cold-like.
Right.
And that worked great. then the next week they had him stealing hot dog carts and, you know, and it just went too
he
far.
He had the ketchup and mustard.
Yeah, holstered. As guns.
I love that. That was actually really fucking funny.
Oh, he jumped the shark on that one.
This is a guy who would have, in 1998, been, I mean, he would have been right under Stone Cold. He would have been the guy.
But, of course, WWE pisses it away for whatever reason. Harper, again, in how many years ago would have been a big star? He's quiet, but he's dangerous looking. Right. He has the best crazy face I have ever seen in wrestling. He reminds me a lot of Bruiser Brody in his look.
Yep.
And that strong style that he has.
Yeah.
And I love Luke Harper. And after what he did at WrestleMania where he almost killed Ambrose.
Yeah.
Put him through the ladder. Yeah. This fight makes sense.
Oh, yeah. That's why that match is happening.
Exactly. It's like you think back, okay, well, I figured it out better than WWE has told me.
How many times do you think they're going to show that clip on when those guys are on their way to the ring?
It's going to be the entire package.
They have to, yeah.
The whole thing. Yeah,
they're going to do it in slow motion the whole time. Just one clip.
Set to Limp Bizkit's My Way. Because why not, right?
That's the song.
That's the song for the intro. You just picked it.
If you didn't hear already, that was the song.
Yeah. And Shield versus Wyatt Family again for the 9,000th time. This one is. It's not a match I'm excited about, but I know it'll be good. On this particular match, I am going to go. Fuck.
It's hard, isn't it?
Because, like I said, it's like, how can they make both guys lose?
I'm just now noticing that actually where I'd written down in my notes, it actually says Battle for the Beater. I must have come up with that late last night and forgotten about it.
And he should rip off the wife beater of the person that loses.
Right.
And he can never wear it again.
I think it'd be kind of hard to look, rip off Luke Harper's. Your hands will just slip off.
It's so greasy.
Oh, so greasy.
There's so much KFC and Popeyes on there. Right. I'm going to go with Harper.
Really?
I think Harper.
Yeah, you think so?
I think Harper, they need more bad guys. And Harper is a legitimate bad guy if they book him right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Harper on this. Zach, what do you think?
It's hard to choose because either whoever loses, I think, is going to go down the card even further.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to decide, but I think I'm going to go with Ambrose because
he's the city master.
Yeah. You see him.
Better every time.
You see him so many times, and he's always as badass, and he keeps losing by disqualification or, you know, just gets beat up. But
he keeps losing by stupidity.
But I don't see a lot of Luke Harper. So I haven't seen a lot of Luke Harper in SmackDown or Raw.
That's true.
So I think if he loses, it's not a huge hit on him. I think if Ambrose does, if he loses, he takes a bigger hit.
Well,
but I think Ambrose will win.
Can we at least make a prediction that at some point during the match, Ambrose will reach under the ring, grab out blueprints for Acme.
Right, dude.
And he'll
totally
be making
ridiculous.
Something from Acme. Don't look at me like that. Something for Acme that will an anvil will then drop on his head or something.
Jordan, if you're wondering, Acme is actually a company from
I think
a cartoon
we need to figure out who
and
Wiley Coyote
not
is.
Those pimples on people's faces.
Oh,
I'm so
Jordan,
torn
if you
on
don't
this.
Know who Bugs Bunny is, you're off the show.
I'm so torn point that on this as to who would win because I think there's a good case made on both sides. Harper would be a great heel, and that's something that's handy to go into the summer with. At the same time, from the sound of things, you got Daniel Bryan this close to being gone for a while, and Ambrose would make a great person to slide into that role.
Yeah, I see.
So there's another big win there. But at the same time, there's nothing really to gain with this match. That's the biggest problem.
Yeah.
If there was something up for grabs, I would probably have an easier time picking a winner. If the IC title got shuffled to this, I think Ambrose wins hands down. You know, if it were, I don't know, for something else, then Harper might have a better chance. But
that's why I think they should reinstate the hardcore title. I mean, you got all these crazy wrestlers.
You said it earlier, and normally
I
would jump all over that and say, oh, there's no way they're never going to do it. You know, and they probably won't, but at the same time, there's a case to be made for it. I mean, they found a way to do safe matches.
Wyatt,
like that.
Harper, Ambrose. Like, there's a lot of guys
are built for hardcore matches.
Exactly.
And it's going to be great if they
it's doable in a safe way.
And I could see Ambrose coming to the ring with it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for this match, they, you know what, let's make this for something fun.
Yeah, Raven used to bring out the shopping cart. I can see Ambrose riding
that's
thing,
what I'm saying.
You know,
I'm
in
oh,
just
man.
Down
and
the ring.
Poor Raven, on a side note, like a great character, such a psychological character that they turned into just a shopping cart wielding madman.
Weird braids and stuff. I've been meaning to tell you this before we move on. I know we got three matches to go and we're at about 47 minutes right now, but I want to tell you, we got to do in an upcoming show. I was thinking about this morning. Missed opportunities and angles. And I'm going to put this in there. It's going to be stuck in your head for the rest of the show, but I'm doing it now. You remember, obviously, we all remember the invasion and how badly it sucked.
Oh,
and
I wanted that
things,
to be so
bad.
Poorly bad.
But
poorly
take
booked.
This. There are two major things that could have happened, I think, that would have made it better. Not or completely discounting things like injuries that you can't, you know, take care of or whatever, or that you can't avoid. Everybody remembers the Undertaker-DDP feud that completely
with
shit
Sarah.
The game was worthless.
Yeah, yeah.
Replace DDP with Raven. And how much better does that get all immediately?
Undertaker,
just from the general basis of how that feud goes.
Taker versus Raven?
Same idea.
Raven would have been much, much better in that role than
just
DDP.
Just for what they had DDP do,
it would have been so much. It made no sense. It made no sense.
And then the other one, is, and this is not even really the invasion, but the end of WrestleMania X7, of course, or 17, Rock and Austin, Austin turns on Vince. If at the very end of that show, Austin had stunned Vince and not turned.
Like double crossed.
He used it for him.
You ever listened to this podcast?
Yeah.
He said, besides the Lesnar thing where he went home and took his ball, he says one of his biggest regrets was at that WrestleMania.
Selling out to the corporation.
He said, if I could go back, if I would have shook Vince's head, I would have told him to watch out for the stunner.
Yeah.
Because he says, ever since that time, he's like, that was one of the worst decisions I made.
Yeah. Well, it made no sense. I watched that on pay-per-view.
I'm just saying, we got to do a fantasy booking show. I'm going to write this shit down.
Make a note of it.
Top five?
Yeah, we could probably do five.
The invasion, when I was a kid, I was WCW, and I wanted to be badass.
Right.
But if it wasn't for guaranteed contracts from WCW being paid over, that would have been great.
Real quick, we won't stay on this long, but when you talk about that, I think of when they said, okay, here's the main stars of WCW for the invasion. Booker T, Buff Bagwell.
Right.
Who else was on there? Stasiak.
I mean, sure, that's it.
Bunch of nobodies.
Right.
Cause,
Mike Awesome.
Yeah, because everybody was under contract for WCW and they were sending it out. We can't get them. Immediately after the invasion angle ended, who came into the WWE? Goldberg, Ric Flair,
NWO,
Hulk Hogan, Scott Hall. Are you fucking kidding me? You couldn't have got them a couple months earlier and actually made something? It's because they didn't want to lose. They knew WCW was going to get shit on, just like Sting got shit on at WrestleMania.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm still upset about it. Thank you, Zach. Thank you.
Easy. Easy killer.
Also, I do want to point out Ambrose versus Harper. I believe this will be the match of the night.
You do?
I think this will be the show stealer.
That's tough.
I think they're going to get so violent with each other. I think it's going
to
be...
To get that violent.
Well,
because if they don't get
Lesnar's on the show, and he's like the number one bleeder.
He's going to come out and...
they're going to show him in the audience bleeding. You know? Someone accidentally bumped into him, blood's pouring
from
his head.
Camera cuts to him, he just grabs a guy's can from nearby and goes Sandman on himself.
All right.
That's great.
And so do we really only have three matches left?
Yeah.
So far, this card feels... underwhelming.
Shitty.
Oh well, let's get to the elephant in the room. What would you call this match, Zach? Reigns versus Show. It's gonna be
the drizzling shits.
The drizzling shits.
I think this is the one that JR would refer to as bowling shoe ugly.
Yeah.
Gonna be bad.
You watched Monday Night, right?
No.
Okay.
If you had listened to the podcast 20-30 minutes ago, you would have heard him say no.
Did you see you guys didn't obviously see? He came out and cut a promo, and I was like, God damn, another shitty promo.
Now, I will say this. Sorry to interrupt you, but I did go back and see the beginning of that. I saw some clips from Raw on Monday, and what I thought was funny was when Roman Reigns comes out and says, I'm not here to talk, and everyone pops huge, and then he's like, I'm here to fight the Big Show, and they're like, oh, yeah.
All right, yeah.
Okay, sure.
But at least you're not talking.
Right.
Yeah. Then,
my favorite wrestler who you don't like, well, he's one of my favorite wrestlers, Bo Dallas comes out.
Oh, man, and I'm so glad I didn't watch on Monday.
And he cuts a promo saying that, he cuts a Yoda thing, saying from the best episode, Star Wars, I'm not done.
God damn it. I have a joke.
And then he comes out there, and he says all this stuff, and fucking, I get tired of seeing this, where Reigns, like, masturbates his hand right before he punches everybody.
He's loading it up.
It's like he's
like cocking a gun.
Yeah.
Yes, I understand, but it looks awkward. And then he punches him, and he's like...
No, hold on. I have to ask, because if this is what you're going to say, I have to ask if it's the same thing. Because I did not watch Raw. I did not read it. I feel like the only reason they sent Bo Dallas out there was so Roman Reigns could say, Bo leaving.
You're right.
Is it?
Because he cut a promo after he punched him.
Yes.
After he punched him, he stood in front of him, and he said something. And right before he was getting ready to say, you knew it was coming up.
Yeah.
He looks at him. Everybody's like, oh. And then he turns around, and he's like, Bo leave that. And I was like, that's the only reason he was out there.
Man.
I don't like that line of his what do you call it, his slogan, believe in that.
Teddy Long had it for years. Believe that, player.
I like Big Show's new slogan. He came out there.
I'll be leaving soon?
No. He comes out there and he says, respect that.
That's Big Show. Yeah.
That's his new thing right now, is respect
he should
that.
They should just give him the Kingpin gimmick from Daredevil.
Right.
Don't dress him in a suit.
Right. Don't ruin it for me.
There's a character in Daredevil named Kingpin. I'm sorry if I ruined it for you.
Spoiler alert.
You asshole.
I'm just saying.
This dick.
Big Show versus, who is it?
Roman Reigns. Believe that.
Again, we'd like to point out that it's only 1:30 or 2:00 in the evening.
But it's Saturday.
Sure
this show's been more interesting than the pay-per-view.
Oh, well, the last one, I thought our show at WrestleMania was almost more interesting than WrestleMania.
Yeah. We were so hyped, man.
Yeah.
God, we were so excited about it. And then it just...
And this one we're not excited about. We're really trying, folks. We're really trying to bring the excitement out of this.
Reigns and Show, I don't think we've even mentioned at this point, is a last man standing match. I don't know if you knew this.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
not
it
just
is.
A straight up and down.
That seems like it's almost built for a Superman punch.
Right. That's interesting, isn't it?
Well, there's that
Who
one.
Wins? Who wins?
Oh, you're just going to...
Not the fans. How about that? They don't win.
Well, except Big Show's mom. Man. What, is she dead?
Oh, I don't know.
I feel like she might be dead. And if
so
she
who
is,
wins?
I apologize.
Who wins?
Who wins versus Reigns and Big Show?
I wrote this poem for her that I have here.
No. You keep that poem away. With tears that are soaked.
Tears that are soaked. the Big Boss Man. Is
Logic says that Reigns would win because they made him lose at WrestleMania.
There's no way that Big Show doesn't lose this match.
But Big Show has been pushed now again.
Big Show won the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
He is getting, like, I don't think the fans want it, but they're putting him over all the time. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that they have Big Show beat Reigns.
Is that what you're going with?
No. I'm going with Reigns. But I think there is a possibility Big Show wins, and they further the whole, well, Reigns is a fighting underdog sort of now that you made us put him in that position. What about you, Zach? What
I'm going with Show. I think Show's going to win.
Hunter, I'm just going to address this to you, because clearly...
Why the fuck you cut me off, motherfucker? This is going to be a heel pay-per-view. Except for Ziggler.
It is a heel pay-per-view because everyone's going to boo.
I'm telling you.
In Chicago, no less. Here's the question we all should be asking. How many
Punk
times
come
the crowd
back?
Get a chance seeing him Punk?
All right, you know, Punk's not coming the fuck back, so shut the fuck up about it.
Happening.
Jordan, every fucking pay-per-view. Heard Punk's coming back. No, he's not. But yeah, how... All right, who do you think is going to get the loudest CM Punk chant? I think Reigns versus Show is actually going to be the CM Punk match.
Yeah, that's going to be the one that's going to get crapped
The
on.
Moment that they stop moving, which for Show is very often, they're going to start chanting that like crazy. But, Hunter, I want to say you're going to go with Reigns on this.
Yeah, ultimately I am. I think there's some good points to be made for why Show would win, and I think they've kind of booked themselves into a weird position here. I get why the two guys are going against each other. Neither had anything to do. It's a good way to get Reigns back over somebody who's much bigger than him. Show gets his yearly, oh, you dented the hood of a car or whatever, you know, crazy moment.
We gave you a big win. Now it's time to go back down.
Right. But at the same time, you got a guy who just won this, again, Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. What do we say at WrestleMania? Not going to matter for shit later on, and it doesn't.
Right.
Meanwhile, you got Reigns, who's coming off a big loss at WrestleMania. Supposedly his family was so mad they wanted him to quit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he almost had the entire Samoan tribe after him.
Yeah, this is a whole thing.
Also, that little kid from that video I sent you.
Who loses? I'm more concerned about the kid.
No, did you not see the video?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. But who loses? I don't know. I honestly, ultimately, I think Reigns is going to win this thing. I think Show can weather that storm a little better than Roman Reigns losing again.
Well, Show is a lot like Mick Foley in that sense that no matter how many times he wins or loses, the question is, will
he's
he turn
still
during
7
the match?
Feet tall, and you can't teach that. So there's that.
It's true.
So
he'll turn face midway through the match, but then turn heel again at the end.
And then
he'll
turn
face
and top the heel.
It's my prediction.
He's probably got an NWO shirt on under there, I'm just guessing.
But under the NWO shirt is a DX shirt. He'll just rip them all off throughout the match. Ace is going to be really sad about this match because he knows Rusev's going to lose again.
Yeah.
But Cena versus Rusev in a chain match. Oh. There's no way that they have started this open challenge for John Cena. First off, when he did the first open challenge, Rusev should have came out.
Right.
Made no sense that he didn't.
Right.
But now that he's doing this and they want to put him, they want to have him bring, what do you call it?
Legitimacy.
Prestige
to
the
title.
Right.
Yeah. And they've already lost. Remember, the plan was going into and coming out of WrestleMania for Cena and Bryan to be the new guys to build up the mid-card.
And they've already lost one, apparently.
You've already lost one. You can't automatically, you have an option to not take it off of John Cena.
Yeah.
With Bryan, you probably don't have that option at this point. So,
But don't you think that having the title, even though Cena brings prestige to the title, whatever. I agree, he does. Whatever.
Right.
But don't you think it's better to keep Rusev with the title and make Rusev prestigious?
If I had a choice here, Rusev wins.
He wouldn't have lost at WrestleMania if I had a choice.
Right.
But you know there's no way in hell they're going to put Rusev over Cena, especially when they're pushing the Cena
Open
American
the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
It's like the Luger Express.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of, the Luger Express.
Go.
Yeah. Yeah. So... I hope it's a good match, but this is one of those matches that you go in knowing who's going to win. I think with these other matches, except for maybe Reigns versus Show, because I still think it's a pretty foregone conclusion that Reigns is going to win. But a lot of these matches, they're up in the air. I don't know who's going to win a lot of them. I'm making predictions based on, you know, experience. But with Cena versus Rusev, this is the one you go in thinking, all right, Cena wins.
Right.
Spoiler,
yeah,
I win.
Hardly anyway. Yeah, yeah, there you go. Especially because we've got, number one, this is his way of putting Rusev down for good, which I feel is a terrible idea, but it's got to happen. Cena can't get completely over a guy by beating him once. He's got to beat him twice.
He's got to put him down.
He's got to put him down. He's got to beat him in his own match. Let's not forget, this is a Russian chain match, quote unquote. That's the only thing, by the way, that I think is a bonus. Yeah, okay, they're going to say Rusev lost in his own match, even though he's not Russian, but okay, we'll deal with that later. But... you remember the win condition for this match, right? This is not a, you got to beat the crap out of
this
your
This is
guy
the Yappa strap match.
Yeah, touch the corners and you win. That's it. That's all it takes.
So there'll be some chicanery.
Sure.
Where Cena will win, and they'll say, well, we're going to try to make Rusev look strong and defeat.
Right, maybe he even gets knocked into the final corner or something. Rusev hits him with one of those super kicks or whatever, and Rusev beats himself. There you go.
Now, Zach, weren't you the one that said that Rusev was going to get the rub from Cena at WrestleMania, or was that somebody else?
That was me.
And you're a fucking idiot.
Okay, no, motherfucker. Listen here.
No.
Motherfucker, shut up.
Come on, get involved with this. Come on.
All right, let me say this. If you didn't watch Raw, there was a spot in the backstage where Cena's cutting a promo.
Oh, yeah.
And then then Rusev comes out and puts him in the accolade lock?
Yeah.
I just call it the accolade lock.
I caught the
camel clutch. And he puts him in with the chain across his face, and it looked fucking vicious.
Oh, that's a good picture. He's showing us a picture of...
I saw it.
And but you know, like, what won't happen at the pay-per-view?
Shut up. Let me finish. Let me finish, String Bean.
All right. I'm going to let you finish. Go ahead.
Can't finish.
No, I think he's going to come out there and look like a total badass, because he already is.
You talking about Rusev or Cena?
Yeah, Rusev.
All right.
And he's going to come out there and look like a total fucking badass. He may not get the win, but he's going to look fucking great losing.
You know who else? How do you look...
There is a way to look good losing. I will say that Stone Cold Steve Austin is a better loser than anybody. If you got to go back to the
Bret
Austin
Hart
match,
well, look at
that is so far and away.
Yes,
oh, yeah,
I agree.
Talking about
and Reigns versus Lesnar at WrestleMania.
Sure, Sting and Triple H.
Yeah, Reigns.
But Reigns was a good example of somebody losing. I think that did more for him to lose than it would have been to win.
Yeah.
But in a match like this,
but that was more about crowd.
They were trying to get him over with the crowd,
right.
And they went with the best way possible.
Right.
But with this match, I think back to Cena versus Bray Wyatt. Again, Wyatt, directionless.
Yep.
Why?
Yeah.
He's been directionless since he fought John Cena. And everyone said, well, going against Cena, he'll get the rub from it. He got nothing.
No.
He got nothing.
And Rusev Cena, let's
what happened
it like
to the
this.
Kid?
Wait, what?
Well, Bray Wyatt had a demonic kid and a hologram of the Emperor.
About Lesnar.
I'm pretty sure Lesnar.
Not Lesnar, Rusev.
Rusev. Was a Tupac hologram.
It wasn't a Tupac hologram. It was the Emperor from Star Wars, I thought.
And we're off the rails.
Ah,
and an hour in. This is about the time.
I'm just saying. Cena versus Rusev. Rusev will not get the rub. All he will get is beat, and then they're going to try to push him again as a monster. But you're going to always remember that he's the guy that couldn't beat Cena.
We'll see. I think the problem is, this is almost guaranteed to be the end of the feud, right? We had him at Fastlane. We have it now.
Yeah.
And this, you know, three matches in, that's how it's going to go.
Right.
Rusev won the first one. Cena won at WrestleMania. Now they have the rubber match, and you're pretty much guaranteed to get a Cena win here, regardless of who looks good. But let's break this down with the idea of who would win coming out of this match and what happens either way. If Rusev wins, you got a fresh set of challengers. Everybody who came after Cena goes, I can beat that guy.
Yeah.
I can beat him. I may not have been able to beat John Cena, but even though he beat Cena, I can beat him. I can do this. Cena then, of course, is left directionless because you're not going to push him back up to the main event immediately. They've already made this big point, and they're not going to do it. But what else do you do?
But he's John Cena.
He's John Cena.
He can do anything he
wants. On the other hand, let's go with the realistic side of things. More than likely, Cena's winning.
Right.
And that's my official prediction is that Cena's going to win.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where does Rusev go? What do you do with Rusev? This is one of the only times this is one of the only situations for him where he's got nowhere to go when this comes out of this.
No.
The only thing that I think works for him is that you do build up a stronger face. This is why it'd be good to have a face Intercontinental Champion. If it's not Brian, then somebody else. And this is where I think they benefit if Ambrose wins his match, or if somebody else, Neville, say, comes out, because that would be a great setup. Neville and Rusev, are you kidding me?
Yeah, NXT all over again.
But again, there's got to be something on the line. I think that's the biggest problem with Rusev's character right now, especially with Lana still in the mix. He's a character who doesn't work without some, not just direction in the terms of point him at a guy, but have something to go for. There's got to be a title. There's got to be something up for grabs.
Yeah,
Rusev doesn't care about bragging rights.
Yeah, his whole gimmick is that he is a champion and that he wants to be a champion.
Right.
You know?
So there's got to be something going on there. And I had said when we were talking about WrestleMania, this is a guy who could conceivably be a title challenger afterwards.
Absolutely. Until he lost.
Right.
And now he'll lose again.
Yeah. And again, WWE will never do heel versus heel. So until Rollins drops that belt, that's not going to be an option anytime soon. So you go with the next best option. You move him away from the U.S. title. And, I mean, you got an easy out there. Just have him say, I don't want to be associated with the U.S. anymore. Great.
Here's my – I'm going to play Fantasy Booker again.
That's what I want to do next.
All right. Well, you want to go first?
No, I'll let you go first.
Okay. Here's my idea. Let me steal the Hunter Hendricks term. Let's tie this in. Let's bring this back to I think he said that at one point. Let's go back to the tag team. Rusev loses this match. Make Rusev the tag team champion on his own.
Ooh,
have him because he's already established that he can beat everybody.
Sure,
that he's the strongest Bulgarian brute from Bulgaria, not from Russia.
And then this summer we can have Orton versus Rusev for the tag team titles. It's perfect. It's perfect.
It's historic.
Booked. We're done. Thanks for coming.
But I think that would be interesting. Have Rusev become the tag team champion on his own and be legit.
And we've had that happen before where one guy has held the belts, but it's usually because somebody gets injured or they're like tag team partners who don't work. I mean, Brian and Kane did this. They don't work well together, so one of them comes out and says, I'm the tag team champion. Right.
But it's different if Rusev does it because he would believe that he could defeat two people on his own. And since they don't have any giant names in the tag division, you know, like back in the old days, they threw Austin and Rock together. They threw Undertaker and Kane together, the Brothers of Destruction. You don't have that now. You have mid-carders holding the title.
Yeah.
You could easily have Rusev, and that would build Rusev up.
Yeah,
Rusev
absolutely loses
to Cena. He can't take the singles title.
Right.
Well, now he's the tag champion. He's beating two people at once every time.
Right.
That's badass.
The only problem with that is that the first few times you're going to almost have to use local talent. You can't have him constantly going over two guys every single week.
You can't put him over New Day immediately.
Right, or you're going to beat those guys down too quickly. And you might even have something come up where they say, look, you can't be the tag team champions by yourself. You got to get a partner. And then Samoa Joe shows up.
Oh.
Huh.
And, or Lana.
Or even, they're never going to have that happen, I don't think. But
who'd you say?
Bo Dallas.
Fuck.
Yeah.
All right, you want to hear my fantasy booking?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Why do I always get shit on? I feel like you're the John Cena or the Hulk Hogan right now, and I'm just a fucking mid-card right now who I'm just fucking buried.
I was Hulk Hogan, everybody's mid-card.
I wish I had one of these hotkeys over here that I could just press, and it would be that scene from Wayne's World where I'm being shit on, that's all. Shit on. And you know what the worst part of all is? The camera guy just walks away.
All right, here's my fantasy booking.
All right.
Okay. I think that the Cena-Rusev match isn't going to be close to the end. I think they're going to have that a little further in the match, a little further in the card.
All right.
And then they're going to do
earlier
that.
Earlier or later?
Earlier.
Earlier.
Earlier in the card.
Okay.
And then later on, they're going to come out and, how we thought earlier, Wade Barrett's going to cut a promo, and somebody's going to come out there and say, blah, blah, blah. I think that's when Rusev...
That's a good promo.
we all agree that... You know,
still better than a Roman Reigns promo.
There was going to be a Wade Barrett promo. Basically, two people are going to go be the number one contender for their kind of title.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What if Rusev is so fucking pissed off because he lost to Cena? He comes out there and just fucking destroys them like Lesnar.
Just demolishes
Barrett. Demolishes him. And then that's another storyline they can take him in. And now he's...
That's true. That's true. That's completely viable. Title. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think we're putting more thought into this than Vince
McMahon
has.
Anybody will ever get close to. Yeah,
we put more thought into these matches than they do. And they're getting paid to do it.
True.
You know, I'm losing money every minute I'm in this studio, just for the record. Fantasy booking aside, and in this fantasy booking, we've actually made better storylines than they will have for it.
That's right.
I think we all agree that Cena's going to win.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Well, that's going to bring us to the main event.
Oh.
And actually, they're going to make this the main event, right? You don't think they're going to pull some crap put Cena versus Rusev in the main event?
No, this is going to be normal.
He's on the poster. Not that that matters, but...
In any other world, there is no way that Seth Rollins leaves with the title because he has already been built up as a chicken shit coward,
and
like
I
you
love
it. Said.
He's the perfect old school heel.
Old school heel
Rick
to me.
Flair is the perfect old heel.
I mean, by like exiting the ring.
You're saying
he's got the right tools.
He's like the Triple H from back
but
then.
But he doesn't have the right direction.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
Right.
Whereas Triple H, though, we said this before, whereas Triple H would cheat and sneak and do all this crap to win. When it came time to fight, Triple H fought.
He could still fight.
He wasn't a coward.
Sure.
Seth Rollins, though, has gone out of his way every fight to cheat and run and coward out. J&J Security, Kane, whatever.
Right.
The big thing with this match is that, okay, they banned the RKO. This is a steel cage match.
Yes.
They banned the RKO. So no RKO. He's not doing the curb stomp. We're going to talk about that in a second.
Yes.
And Kane is going to be the guardian of the gates.
Right.
And they've built up that Kane, you don't know where his allegiance is.
Right.
So again, logic says that Kane is going to screw over Rollins, Orton takes the title, and then Rollins and Kane are going to feud.
But this
terrible
is WWE.
Well, it's a terrible idea, too. I don't want Seth Rollins to lose the title.
Right.
Give somebody else a fucking chance.
Yeah.
You know? Good God.
Yeah.
So what's the alternative? Kane turns on Orton and the Authority's back as a unit again. Oh, give me a fucking break. Right. I'm so tired of that.
Or let's recall that the door is not the only way to get out of the cage. Before they announced any of the Kane crap, when we first found out about this match and when they first announced it was going to be a cage match and the RKO, whatever, WWE cage matches, you can pin or submit inside, or you can also just escape the cage. I think that's your guaranteed out. Rollins escapes the cage. He just leaves. I don't know that it's going to be as simple as he goes over the top and that's it. But when it comes down to it, even if they don't have Kane rejoin with them, we're heading there anyway. Rollins is winning this match.
Rollins is going to win this match.
One way or another.
I think, and I really, if this happens, you have to eat your hat, Zach.
Why do I? I didn't even fucking say anything.
You look hungry. No, I don't know.
I'm the baddest now.
No, I think Kane is going to interfere. Kane is going to turn on Orton.
Yeah.
I can't even muster up the strength to pretend I care.
That seems to be where it's going.
Yeah,
because it's going to be disappointing because it's telegraphed from a mile
exactly.
away.
They've shown you right in your face, like, oh my God, Kane's
going to
turn.
Happen.
He's doing it so much, he's like, so he's not going to go right. against the Authority. It's so fucking
so
predictable.
Blatant. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you want to go into his move now?
No. What's your prediction there, String
Rollins
Bean?
Is the he's
we all know
the chicken
this. We all have the same.
So.
We all
you
have
think
same
Rollins is going to win too?
Yeah.
Well, do you think it's going to be a good match though?
Yeah, I think it'll be a good match. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I think they showed at WrestleMania they can have a great match. The only thing is, what does everybody remember from that match? The awesome RKO.
Out of the curb stomp.
So they're going to have to work around that.
I thought that was a great match.
It was a good match.
And I said that on pay-per-view. I mean, the show stealer. It wasn't quite the show stealer, but it
was pretty close.
It had a good run.
I think pound for pound, other than the main event, it was probably the best match.
Yeah, the best pure wrestling
match. I told you.
Up and down match.
But Lesnar's match was better.
Because
Lesnar is a beast. But
it's not called Lesnar's match. It's called Lesnar's ass kicking.
Yeah, Lesnar's executions.
Yeah.
Let's jump into the top story for this match, though. We kind of danced around it a little bit.
Yeah.
They did not ban the curb stomp. That was the rumor. They have not banned it, but they have given him a new move. And I think the reason they gave him a new move, from what I read, is they wanted to give him a move that could be out of anywhere.
Right.
You know, just like the RKO.
Yeah.
And just like Orton has the punt kick that he only brings out for rare occasions,
now
I think
the
they're doing the same thing with the curb stomp. Exactly.
What I don't understand is he had, before he started doing the curb stomp, he had that flying knee thing.
Yeah.
That came from out of nowhere because I remember it was tag matches where it was like Roman Reigns going for something.
Well,
and then
you can't really hit it backstage. I mean, unless you climb up on something.
I don't even remember the flying knee, to be honest with you.
Well, he still does it as a transitional move.
Is that what he did in against Lesnar and Cena when they had that match and he came up the top and hit him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there was like when the Shield, like if like Ambrose was like about to get DDT'd from somebody or whatever it was, he came flying off the
top
rope and fucking kneed him.
Well, maybe they kind of took that out because, you know, Bryan's finishing move now, more or less, is the running knee. So you really can't have two similar ones.
But going back to Rollins' new finisher, I don't know. Have you seen it?
I've not seen it.
I love it. I think because at first
I feel like maybe this is just a problem with a little miscommunication in the ring. He's only hit it one time. We've only seen it once. But it didn't look like either he or Ziggler or both of them knew where to go.
I agree with that because it's different.
Rollins, I can't show you, obviously, but Rollins does this thing where he kind of does a swing kick in the process.
Yeah, so I'm actually looking this up.
Yeah, look it up because it kind of looks like he's getting ready to do the old double arm DDT, style type of deal. And he does like a swing kick, but then he falls face forward instead. So I don't get where the momentum is coming.
See,
the swing seems to be taking him backward. I'm leaning away from the mic when I do it, but...
I think I found it. I'm going to look it up.
When I first saw it, I was like, okay, another DDT, great.
Yeah.
But he kicks forward, and then he drives it back, just like as if you were doing a DDT, you would put your foot back and drive forward.
Yeah.
He basically does it the opposite, and I thought, I like it better, a lot better than the curb stomp, because the curb stomp, to me, did nothing for me.
Well, I do like the idea of him doing something different. I will say that, and I didn't get into that when we were talking about it, but yeah, the curb stomp was never really my favorite move. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a guy taking a face bump. You're not really doing a lot to cause it, and it was hard to make it look realistic. Yeah,
it's not a
Shannon's got the grubby cat face. It's exactly how I felt.
He didn't do a double underheart, but I like it.
It kind of looks like...
It looks like a great transitional move.
It does not look like a finisher.
I think if it reminds would be more of a head drive down, it would be a lot cooler.
It reminds me of that move Christian used to do where you get behind him and grab him and drop him.
Yeah, the unprettier.
Not the unprettier, because that move's badass. Or was the kill switch? Was that the same move?
That was the kill switch.
They changed the name, didn't they?
Went from unprettier to kill switch. The one where he would... I wish I could just demonstrate on Zach, but if Zach was turned around like this, and I just grabbed his head and like a reverse DDT, but his legs went out and we dropped
him. Yeah, you just kind of slip out
from underneath
him.
Yeah, it looks like that. Just they're flipped around backwards. I don't like it. I don't like it.
My biggest problem with it, too, is that you got him in the ring with a guy like Dolph Ziggler. And earlier in that same match, we saw this from Dolph Ziggler, who's been doing this a lot lately. That jumping DDT where he's spiking people straight up and down on their heads.
Yeah.
You're telling me that that's a less effective move than what Rollins did in that match? I don't buy it. I don't buy it for a second.
Well, I think they're going back to the, this is, you don't have to believe it because it's fake. Because, I mean,
yeah,
like,
but it's so
remember Hulk Hogan would drop a leg?
Sure, but there
and
are
guys. And then Juventud would drop a leg from the top rope and do five spins with it, you know, but it's not a finisher.
Right. And I've had my issues with that over the years, but I can kind of get, there are some guys that the longer it goes, the more I can just kind of deal with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the Hogan leg
people,
drop, you
Hogan
knew.
Hogan legs
yeah.
drop, people's yeah. elbow, the worm.
Attitude
I mean, everybody
adjustment.
Let the worm.
Worm.
Yeah,
oh,
it was
Jesus
a thing.
Christ.
And we were okay with that. But, and you talked about it last week, and yeah, Zach was saying it just now. It's kind of the longer, or the further we get into the future, the more realistic. I was going to say the Cobra. I mean, the Cobra was basically the same deal, and we hated that.
I hated that.
All of us hated yeah. that. So
he'd pull a fucking sock. He had a Cobra sock. Anyway,
well,
and wasn't there one where
don't you even say what's the difference in that and the mandible claw? Because the mandible claw is a legitimate paralyzing move.
It
you
goes down
you
your
do,
gullet,
right?
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
yeah
no, you're
yeah.
supposed to put your two fingers underneath the guy's tongue and then push up on the soft palate underneath
it. Yeah, it
yeah,
was,
you can.
Whereas
knock a guy
the Cobra, I'm pretty sure
you hit him in the fucking jugular, man.
Please,
let me hit you in the jugular
please,
right there.
Please tell me I'm dreaming this and this didn't happen, but I'm almost positive there was a time when somebody else, maybe the Great Khali or Emma or somebody, had a flute. And
yes.
the Cobra, yep.
I think it was
she was charming.
Khali's manager,
yeah,
or something.
Charming
was
the
guy,
Cobra,
Ranjan Singh,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
or whatever.
Fucking Christ!
Well, I don't fucking get that. And the
he is
great,
the reason
the Great Khali finishing move.
With the chop on the head? Hey, if you're that big and you chop someone on the head, that would probably hurt really
yeah,
bad.
It's just like you were saying, getting hit in the throat. Umaga used to do the Samoan spike. That looked awful.
That would fucking
his,
kill you.
His thumb was fucking taped to the fucking yeah. spike. That was
well,
badass.
Sure, that was the idea.
But in comparison, the Santino thing, I mean, the Cobra, I'm pretty sure that's part of the reason they crucified Jesus. Was because of the Cobra.
Oh, my God.
I think we need to digress from that. And, make our predictions.
It's getting
and,
heated.
And call it a day.
Well, yeah, if you're going to make a prediction, we all said Rollins is going to win. It's going to be a great
Rollins
match.
Rollins wins the match.
Where do they...
Even though Rollins literally just lost to, by the way, Roman Reigns on SmackDown. Yeah. Tag team main event. It was Reigns and Ambrose against Rollins and Harper. And, yeah, Rollins takes the pin. Reasonably, Luke Harper takes the pin there, right?
Yeah,
Reigns
absolutely.
Is going to get the win.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if Reigns is going to get the win, then because Orton wasn't involved in that, then you have Reigns take down Harper. It's a big guy. It's kind of indicative of his match with Joe.
Right.
And it's all well and good. No, he pins Rollins.
Well, because they've already leaked that the next pay-per-view, I think, is going to be a three-way.
Triple threat.
Yep. Orton, Rollins, and Reigns.
And Reigns. Yep.
They have
you're
to
ready for that.
They have to build toward a Shield three-way match at some point.
Well, yeah, but it's
they
probably
have
be WrestleMania
to
next year. If they can hold
I don't think,
off that
yeah,
long.
There's no way Rollins is going to keep the title that long, because as soon as Lesnar comes back, they should have a clock. Paul Heyman should have a clock he comes out with saying, this is how many days till Lesnar comes back.
Right.
This is how many days you've got to keep that title.
Like how,
to
when
be clear,
Chris Jericho first came into the company, he had that countdown
the
clock.
The countdown
yeah.
clock,
yeah.
yeah.
I know we're getting ahead of ourselves here, but to be clear, that triple threat Shield match, if they can hold off to happen for that to happen at WrestleMania, I don't think Rollins holds on to the title that long. I think Reigns wins it at SummerSlam.
And then they try to get it back.
And then they have, yeah those guys go through there. So the best way for that to happen is Reigns wins it at SummerSlam. In the meantime, Ambrose wins Money in the Bank. He holds on to that until WrestleMania, and Rollins wins the Royal Rumble next year.
Yeah, and then you've
and
got
then
Rollins.
Got a guarantee.
Rollins is going to fight Reigns. Ambrose comes out and says, no.
Right, I'm in.
It's time to do this.
Yeah, I'm
finally.
Not going to wait until the match is going. I'm in now.
And then, my God, that will be one of the best main events in the
That's
history
right.
of wrestling, which means they won't make it the main event. The
no,
main event
be.
Will be Cena versus Lesnar somehow.
Right, no,
again.
Cena versus Undertaker.
Cena versus
Hogan. Cena versus Hogan.
Hogan versus Undertaker.
Oh, man.
I'm already out.
It's 2002 all over again.
I'm hoping for it. Okay, so.
Why?
For everybody.
What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
I think we all agree pretty much on everything. I'm going to run down the list real quick, give everybody.
Sure.
Brian versus Barrett. No show.
Probably not happening.
Something will happen.
If it does happen, Brian retains. I
yes,
don't see
agreed.
Barrett winning this
agreed.
Match.
But the only way that Barrett wins is if they're trying to take the title off Brian because he's injured.
Yeah, and even then, I don't know that they would do that. I think
not
that
against
would have
Barrett.
It happen afterward.
And
yeah.
how sad is that for
disappointing.
Barrett that the company would rather hold the title up than give it to him?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Kid Cesaro versus New Day. New Day's going to lose.
Oh, yeah.
Unless they finally turn heel and just completely go off.
I
there's no way Kid Cesaro
think
lose.
That they're going to.
I don't either because they're never going to get
behind.
Still
got Kid and Cesaro as heels. I don't care if they're playing face in this match. They're still heels.
Maybe they'll bring the swing back.
That'd
and
be
then
nice.
Instant face. Ziggler versus Irish Pirate.
That's a new one. I haven't heard
that. I think this is the only one we disagreed on, maybe. Well, maybe in Ambrose Harper. You say Ziggler.
Yes.
And the two smart wrestling fans are going to go with Sheamus.
Yeah, I still all think, right. I still
How
think
come
Sheamus
I'm
wins.
Always the dumb on these goddamn shows.
There's always got to be a foil.
That's right.
There's got to be foil.
There has to be somebody who pulls for other
you
people.
You need to make fun of me?
No, there's got to
be. The next time I'm here, Rose.
Ambrose versus Harper. I say Harper. I think you guys both said Ambrose.
Yeah.
All right, that's my one. Reigns versus Show. Everyone says Reigns, but there's the fear that Show will win.
I said Show.
Oh, you said Show. That's right. Show. And what's sad is I think he has a point.
Yeah.
I think Show might win.
Absolutely. But that scares me. I wanted that.
Nikki versus Naomi. I think we all went with Naomi.
Yep.
It started as Nikki. Yep. And then you had Naomi to begin with, Zach.
I've always had Naomi.
And Hunter convinced me that Naomi is going
to
win.
Hey, he did it in the last show to me.
It's true. Cena versus
I'm the
Rusev.
Architect of the podcast.
Well, good, because we need some rebuilding. Cena versus Rusev. Cena takes it easy.
Yep.
Fucking unfortunately.
Yep.
And then Rollins versus Orton. Rollins wins because Kane will turn on Orton in the most telegraphed turn since the Bellas, since Show 5 minutes ago.
And let's just recall, too, that means that every title is on the line at this pay-per-view. And with the exception maybe of the Intercontinental title, and one will change hands.
And that's Nikki versus Naomi.
Yep.
One. Agreed.
That's it.
Agreed. Well, it's going to be extreme as PG-13 WWE can be.
That's right.
I think it'll be a good show.
Brock Lesnar bled more at WrestleMania than you're going to get at this show.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it'll be a good show, though. I think from a wrestling standpoint, it will be entertaining. From a storyline standpoint, we're going to text each other all night going, what the fuck?
Hey, let me know if it was good, okay?
Oh, you son of a bitch. Hey, you can listen to the show. We're gonna have a Extreme Rules reaction show immediately following me, you, Zach, probably Jordan,
and
maybe
Jesse
Kimball, yeah.
Uh-oh.
He wants to cut a promo on Jesse because these two have this little feud going, sort of. I think it's one-sided right now, but you're going to say something insulting to Jesse, and he's going to come after you full force. But let's say
did Jesse say something like on Penta Nerd, or was it here?
On all my fucking show.
Oh, wait a minute.
He has his own show. You know, I'm strictly Podzilla.
Podzilla
so.
For life, yo.
Yeah. And so
did you come to see Penta Nerd?
He comes on the fucking show.
You can't see it, but Zach's throwing off the wolf pack on both hands right now.
He comes on the fucking show and calls me out.
Or maybe that's Jimmy Snuka, I can't tell.
Calls me out on the motherfucking show.
Bullet Club.
Not happening. I'll see you Sunday.
Oh, fuck. We might have an extra match.
Now, wait a minute. What show is this? Because I listened to Sunday's show, and I must have missed this. Was it Sunday's show?
I forget what show it was.
No, it was the Nintendo show. It was before the Sunday show.
Well, not only that, but it was the one where we were talking about Zach beating a dead horse and how the horse wasn't getting any deader. There's been a couple
shows. Getting no deaders with this.
All right, so, Hunter, we have a new show added. We have a new match added to the show. Zach Price versus Jesse Kimball. Who you got?
Oh, man. Well, all right. Realistically, I would have to pull for our guy because he's on the show, right? But we know how WWE is going to do these things. So at some point in time, Orton is going to come out and beat the shit out of both of them. So.
I decided to make
Kane comes out, chokeslam Zach, Jesse Kimball gets the
victory. I'm making this different. Instead of us having a match, we have some kind of competition, and it can't be eating competition because I think me and him are pretty close on that. Because I can eat a lot. I think we should have our fans and Jesse and our friends
have wolfed down some pizza together.
Yeah, I've wolfed down some pizza too.
All right,
streaming. All right, and here's what we should do. My friends or the fans should make like a competition. Like, we have to do these competitions to see who's the better man.
We'll cross promote this with Pen and Nerd.
Yes, and that motherfucker's gonna lose.
And then, well, I'm calling you out, Jesse.
I
don't know if I want to put the reputation of Podzilla on your shoulders,
motherfucker.
I don't believe in you.
Wait a minute. I just figured out how this works. I just got it. All right, so the match starts. But they both get disqualified, and then Teddy Long shows up and makes it a tag team match.
Yeah.
Right. So it's you and Zach. No, it's me and you. Wait a minute.
Or in a great swerve, Zach and Jesse go the distance. Zach's about to win. I come out, put Zach down, join Pen and Nerd.
Enjoy the Pen and Nerd.
New Pen and Nerd co-host right here.
Tear off the shirt and someone that's underneath.
I just hope Jesse's listening right now.
Mostly because we don't have
an hour and a half
yet.
Later, probably not. But I'll give him the gist of it.
We're an hour 22. We're not quite
thinking about that.
Yeah, we're
But threats aside, we'll be back on Sunday with Jesse.
That's
so,
actually tomorrow.
Tomorrow we'll be there, yes. Oh, good call.
Yeah.
Because we're live on tape.
Live on tape.
That's what we claim.
Wink, wink.
We'll be back then. I hope it's a good show. We'll see what happens. You won't, Hunter.
I'll
text
see what happens
you.
Afterward.
Yeah, I'll text you. I'll let you know.
Actually, you know, now that I think about it, I could have it up on the old tablet while the shows are my other shows.
While
are
you're
on
watching
TV,
what you so. Want to watch.
Yeah, that's yeah. right. Could have it going off to the side. That makes sense.
That's not
right?
a bad idea. Yeah.
That's what we're going to do with the show. Yeah, it's just going to be on the screen. We're going to do it.
Yeah.
We'll just be talking and eating pizza. And then right. every once in a while, someone will yell out, like, oh, it's the, you know, it's Ziggler. And we'll go, oh, yeah, we'll stalk over there. But we'll see that. We'll see how it goes. I hope it's good. We'll see what happens. Zach. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
As always.
Thank you.
Very pretty.
Watch out, Jesse.
Hunter, man. Thank you again for inviting us into your home. And
thanks for having me.
Anytime. I actually talked to Lonnie right before we came over here. And
oh, yeah?
He said, you know, you're leaving again today to go record another show. I'm like, yeah. I've got somebody covering for me. Don't worry about it. And you know, he's a little concerned about it. I'm like, this isn't every time. Don't worry.
Tell him you're over here. You told me that he likes when I'm on the show. So tell him
he
you're
loves
over
when
here
you're
okay.
on the show. Everybody loves when you're on the show. Oh, I had a guy.
I just love being on the show. Right,
I want to end with a story. Okay. I went to Little Caesars the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Little Caesars and I ordered my food. And then one of the workers, he comes over and he goes, hey, aren't you the guy that was in that picture with Double H?
Oh man,
he's like, you're in the studio, right? And I was like, yeah, that's me.
We did take a picture after the last podcast, yeah. last when we were talking about embarrassing wrestling moments, and
I think you're the creator and leader of Podzilla 1985. Yeah, whatever.
Who said I'm not?
I didn't say that. I creeped
myself out. That was horrible.
I'm behind you 100%. I'll be the kingpin. You can be the Wesley.
You know what's
my
so
kingpin.
Funny to me too is I have I'm like right under 700 followers on that page of people who are fans of it, and I know Goodwill because I get the algorithm back from Facebook, or I get the statistics back. I mean, I get a pretty good reach on it, but I mean, for the most part, you know, of those 700, I probably reach 100, 200 of them a week.
That's more than we can reach.
And well, most of them are friends of mine from high school, and people that I knew from then that I know are probably, I mean, I'm not going to say they're not listening to the podcast, but they're not people from around our area is what I'm getting at.
Right.
So it's funny to me when people see stuff like that after the fact, but that still happens to me when I go out in public and people recognize. I'm like, how do you know me?
Yeah, I had this random guy at, different guy at Little Caesars who gave me free pizza last time. Nice. Because he was like, yeah, oh, Podzilla 1985. Oh, I heard about that. Yeah, that show was in my feed. And I'm like, how was that in your feed?
Is that the one you said that you're the real MVP?
I said that. And he's the one that auditioned for us there. He started telling me some jokes about...
You didn't tell me about any of this.
Well, he had a couple characters. He had one that was a special needs kid.
That's a good way to start.
He had a flamboyant gay guy.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's probably an ethnic stereotype in there somewhere.
We didn't get to that point because I think his boss came in at that point.
Down.
Yeah, and we shut it down pretty quick. But Little Caesar, thank you for the free pizza. I wish you'd give me some more.
You can be our sponsor.
You could totally be our sponsor. That'd Let's get cool. some sponsors. We'd say the N-word on the air.
You know, email us. Email us.
Email us at podzilla1985@hotmail.com.
Yeah,
we got an email address,
fancy.
Bitches.
What?
So we'll see you Sunday. Thank you, Zach. Thank you, Hunter. We're going to wrap this up. I got to get back to work. Enjoy Extreme Rules, guys, if you can. If you can, and we will see you immediately
after.
We're
here for you.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you then.